Fiat. January 24th, 1938. How our Lord departed for heaven and remained on earth in the tabernacles in order to accomplish the kingdom of the divine will. One who lives in the divine will can say with Jesus, I leave and I stay. My flight in the divine volition continues. And while I was making my visit to Jesus in the sacrament, I wanted to embrace all the tabernacles and each sacramental host in order to live together with my prisoner Jesus. And I thought to myself, what a sacrifice, what a long imprisonment, not of days, but of centuries. Poor Jesus, were he at least requited? And my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all immersed in his flames of love, told me, my good daughter, my first prison was love. Love imprisoned me so much that I had no freedom to breathe, to palpitate, or to operate, other than while remaining imprisoned in my love. So it was my love that imprisoned me inside the tabernacle, but with reason and with highest and divine wisdom. Now, you must know that the chains of my love made me depart from heaven in my incarnation. I left in order to descend upon earth in search of my children and brothers, to form for them, with my love, so many prisons of love as to make it impossible for them to leave. But while I departed, I remained in heaven, because my love, becoming my prison, bound me within the celestial regions. Now, having completed my office down here, I departed for heaven, and I remained imprisoned inside each sacramental host. But do you know why? Because my love, being my sweet imprisonment, told me, the purpose for which you descended from heaven to earth is not fulfilled. Where is the kingdom of our will? It does not exist, nor is it known. So, remain in prison, in each sacramental host. In this way, there won't be only one Jesus, as in your humanity, but as many Jesuses for as many sacramental hosts as will exist. So many lives of yours will make a breach and a storm of love before the divinity, as well as breach and storm of love into each heart that will receive you. These lives will have a little word to say in order to make our will known, because when they descend into the hearts, they will not be mute, but speaking lives. And you will speak about our fiat in the secret of their hearts. You will be the bear of our kingdom. I recognize the demands of my love as just. Therefore, I willingly remained on earth in order to form the kingdom of my will unto completion of the work. You see, by departing for heaven while remaining on earth, my life, spread in many sacramental hosts, will not be useless down here. With certainty, I will form the kingdom of my will. Nor would I ever have stayed if I knew I was not going to obtain my intent. More so, since this is for me a sacrifice greater than my very mortal life. How many secret tears, how many bitter sighs, in the midst of so many flames of love that devour me. I would want to devour all inside my love, to make the souls who are to live in my divine volition rise again to new life. From the center of my love will this kingdom come out. My love will burn up the evils of the earth. It will rely upon itself It will arm its omnipotence and victory upon victory. It will win our reign in the midst of creatures to give it to them. But I was not satisfied with remaining a prisoner myself. My love ignited me even more, made me choose you to make you a prisoner, with chains so strong that you cannot escape me, as an outpouring of my love and company of my imprisonment, to be able to speak to you at length about my will, of its yearning and longing, for it wants to reign, and as a pretext for my love, to be able to say before the Supreme Majesty, a creature from the human race is already our prisoner. With her, we speak about our will, to make it known, and lay its kingdom within her. This prisoner is like a pledge for the whole human family, so that by right, we must give our kingdom. I can say that each of my sacramental lives is also a down payment that I make for all of you, sufficient to secure my kingdom for my children. But to these many deposits of mine, my love wanted to add the deposit of a simple creature who carries the marks of my imprisonment, so as to reinforce the bonds between creature and creator, and therefore accomplish and fulfill the kingdom of our will in the midst of creatures. From each tabernacle, my prayers are incessant, so that the creatures may know my will in order to let it reign. And everything I suffer, tears and sighs, I send to heaven in order to move the divinity to concede so great a grace. And I send it to every heart to move them to compassion for my tears and pains, to make them surrender, to receive a good so great. Jesus became silent, and I thought to myself, by making himself a prisoner, my dear Jesus made an act of heroism so great that only a God could do it. But while he is a prisoner, he is also free. More so, since in heaven he is free and enjoys the fullness of his freedom. Not only this, but even on earth, how many times does he not come to me without his sacramental veils? But having imprisoned my poor existence, he has really done it this time. He knows in what a narrow prison he puts me, and how hard my chains are. Nor can I act like him, though while he is a prisoner, he is free. My prison is continuous. But while I was thinking this, he resumed his speech, saying, my daughter, poor daughter, you are given my same lot. When my love wants to do a good, it holds nothing back, neither sacrifices nor pains. It seems as if it wants to hear no reason. Its whole intent is to make the good it wants arise. And besides, of course I had to do this. This was not just about any good, but about a kingdom of divine will to be established upon earth. This good will be so great that no other good can be compared to it. All other goods will be like many little drops before the sea, like little lights before the sun. Therefore, don't be surprised if I have really done it this time, as you say. Your continuous imprisonment entered as a necessity for my love, to keep me company and to let me speak of the knowledges about my will, which I so much cherished and felt the need to make known. You must know that as I speak to you about it, my love repays you and releases you from the shackles of your human will, setting you free within the fields of the dominions of the kingdom of my will. All the knowledges about it are directed to this, to unchain the creature from her will, from her passions, from her miseries. Therefore, thank me for what I have disposed for you. My love will know how to repay you, and will take into account even a single breath of yours, and each instant of your imprisonment. After this, I continued to think about the prodigies of the divine volition, and my beloved Jesus added, "Daughter of my will, as your Jesus said in descending from heaven to earth, I leave and I stay. In the same way, when he ascended into heaven, he said, I stay and I leave. My same word repeats upon descending sacramentally into the creatures. I leave and I remain in the tabernacles. In the same way, the creature who lives in my will can repeat my same word in all her acts. As soon as she begins her act, so is her Jesus formed in her act. My life has the virtue of multiplying itself to infinity, as many times as I want. Therefore, in all truth, she can say, I leave and I stay. I leave for heaven to beatify it, to reach my home, and to make known to everyone my dear Jesus, whom I have enclosed in my act, so that they may enjoy him and love him. While my act also remains on earth, as life of mine, as well as support and defense for all my brothers. How beautiful! One act in my will.